Weiter in Shas. We are in above a Metzia Daf Nun Tes. Picking up on Nun Tesamat Aleph 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, or so, 11 lines down. Picking up by Mar Zucha Bar Tuvia Amar Rav. Continuing with the idea of you embarrass someone in public, how bad that is. Varmalam Amar Abchan Bar Bizna Amar of Shimma Bar Chasida. Varmalam Amar Abyochan Abishom Abishom Abyochai. Nochul Alam Shapas Mulkivish Nation. It's better for a person to throw himself into a furnace, into a fiery furnace. Val Yabin Pichabir Rabbin, not to embarrass their friend in public. Minale. Where do we know this from? Mitamar. Learn from Shav Yehuda and Tamar. That says she was being taken out to be killed, and she sent her father-in-law to Yehuda the staff and the signet ring, but she wouldn't go and say that it was him. She said on the way out, we know that Yehuda slept with Tamar and got her pregnant, but he didn't realize that it was her, and it was really his daughter-in-law, and she was being taken to kill on his word. And afterwards, she said that, by the way, I'm just saying that whoever it was this person. And he said, Tzadkum Yimeni, wow, I can't believe that. And one of the reasons why it said that we were called Yehudim, because he's meaning to be Moda LMS. Okay, now, what does it mean when it says, a man shall not wrong his fellow? Lo Sonish Amiso, Rashi says, Amiso is Am Ito. Am She'itcha B'tori Mitzvah Saltoneo. That's someone who's part of your nation. The nation is with you, meaning in Torah and Mitzvahs. Amarav. Le'olami Adam Zari Bonosa. You should person be very careful not to wrong his wife. Rachis Bonos, the Varam Natsara, to cause her pain. Do not cause her pain. Shemitoch Shedemasa Mitzuya. Because of the fact that she cries easily, Onasa Krova, the punishment for wronging her is closer. And you get the smackdown pretty quick. Rashi says, Lovo. Puranas Onasa Mamari Lovo, because if she cries and she daffs, you know, then the punishment comes a lot quicker. Rabbi Elazar says, from the time the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, the gates of prayer were closed. Shenemar gam ki ezak v'ashavea shas sam tfilasi, as the pasuk tells us in Eicha, even when I cry out and plead, he stifles my prayer. V'afal pi sheshari tefillah ninol, even though the gates of tefillah are closed, are locked, shari demaslon ninol, the gates of the tears are not locked. Shenemar shima tefilasi Hashem v'shavasi hazin al demasi al techarash. For it says, hear my prayer, O God, and listen to my outcry, you will not be deaf to my tears. Rashi says, ein l'shnoso miloshen bakashash mevakash meisakosh bochash shimesh tefilasi aval al techarash yish l'shnoso miloshen bakasha v'lomer b'zu ani boteach she'ein darkecha l'shtok v'lo l'achris. This I'm guaranteed. Al techarash al taseh al titen meshmiyam l'shon bakasha. Okay, set it fine. The point is, the gates of tears are never locked. Yeah. Okay, now, v'amirav kol ha'olich ba'atzas, you know, anyone goes with his wife's advice, meaning you rely on her judgment. You don't even challenge and try to figure out what's going on. Nofa beganim, you're going to fall right into Jehinom. Shenemar, the pasuk says, Rak lo haya ke achav. There was none like achav, meaning as bad as achav. Rashi says, Sefe dekra asher hitsa ishto izevel ishto, that his wife izevel messed him up. But we know, don't people say that, is your wife short? If your wife is short, gachem v'tilchosh la, then bend over and whisper to her, meaning ask her advice, which goes against the fact not to listen. Lo kasha, habimile da'alme, v'habimile b'beisei. When it comes to worldly stuff, no, then you don't go and ask your wife. When it comes to the house, the household stuff, yeah, then you go out and you let your wife run the show. She knows what's going on. Lishna chrina, and then answer, habimile d'shmaya, v'habimile da'alma. When you deal with Mila Deshmaya, you don't listen to your wife's advice, right? That's you know better. Follow me to the Alma. When you're dealing with stuff that's just like worldly stuff, then you should listen to your wife. All the gates of tefillah are locked except for the gates of Onah, someone who went through a bad, terrible time. Someone who cries out because of the pain that he's felt, that's not close in front of him. Vihine. Vehine Hashem nitzav al chomas anach biyado anach. And behold, Hashem stood upon a wall made of a type of tool that's used in order to weigh that's aligned with the weight in the end to measure something straight down. And Hashem stood upon a wall made with this line, in other words, it's straight, and his hand, he has this line. It shows it's like a mida kenegd mida. Hashem gives it back. Amar Rabbi Elazar, hakol nifrah b'dei shaliach. All averos are punished through a shaliach. Rashi's nefrayim malkol averos b'dei shaliach. Chutz me'onah, except for onah. When you go and you cause someone to feel really bad, Hashem himself comes and gives a smackdown. V'shenemer u'biyado anach, in his hand was this line. Rashi says that Masra shehi tamid etzlo m'shamsha. It's Hashem who's going to be using this. Amar abavahu gimel eina pargod ninal b'fneim. There are three. But the pargod is not locked for them. Rashi says mechitza shemin shchina letzva marom eino ninal lehafsid rayasen min amakom rayasen ela makom ela tamid ro sam ad sheyipara. There are three type of things that the curtain is not closed. That means Hashem is always focusing on these type of people. Yeah, Hashem allows certain averus to come without immediate punishment. Okay, onah, v'gezel, v'odazar. These are the three things that the curtain doesn't close. That is onah, causing someone pain, robbery, stealing, and the worship of Allah. So onah, d'chsev, v'yado, anach, like we said, gezel, d'chsev, chamas, v'shod, yishamar, ba'al panai, tamid. That the pasuk says that plunder and spoil is heard in her continually to my face. That is the pasuk in Yirmiyahu. And now we have in Yeshaya avodah zarah d'chsev ha'am ha'machisim osia panai tamid, that a people that provoke me to anger continually to my face. Rashi says lefanai ve'ein mechitza beino lebein aver. There's no mechitza between that and the aver. Like I see these are very straight up. Okay, so Amar Rav Yehuda, Le'ol Mi Adam Zayir B'Tavua B'Zoch. Based on a person, should always be careful to have enough food in his house, enough tavua, enough grain in his house. Shein Meriva Mitzvah B'Zoch B'Zoch Shal Adam Ela Aliske Tavua. Fights usually come when they don't have food. There's not enough food over there. Then it just gains from there and gains momentum. Shenemar Hasam Gvulech Shalom Chelav Chitim Yasbiyech. He makes your borders peaceful, and with the cream of wheat he sates you. Rashi says Kishchalav Chitim Yasbiyech. That if you have enough food, there's going to be peace. Things are going to be good. Amar Papa, behind the Dharma Inch is what people say, Kemishlam Sare Mikado, when the barley in the container is finished, Rashi's Kach, and Osam Bosarim, Nakish, Asi, Tigo, Rebese, you're going to hear fighting in the house. That's when it starts from. Rashi's Ataga, Mekash, Kesh, Oba. Vani shamati akad mekashkesh kiter kli reikam, like an empty kli shenishba kol havara kishem mekashkeshin alav, when you go and you shake it. Avam Rav Chinah bar Papa Lilami Adam Zar b'tfuah b'toch beis person, be careful to have food in his house. Shalom nikru yisal dalim ela alis ketfuah. The only time people are calling dalim impoverished is in reference to grain. Shenamar v'haya im zar yisrael. It says, and so it was when Israel had sown. And then it says in the next pasuk, and they, meaning the Midianim, encamped against them, and they destroyed the land, the stuff in the land, the food. And it says that they were greatly impoverished because of Midian. Rashi says, like we just said. Okay. V'amar Rabbi Chelbo. Be very careful with the honor of his wife. Be very, very careful to honor your wife. Amar Rav, it's what she's doing. Amar Rabbi Chaba. Okay. Shame bracha mitzvah b'tzach b'tzach shalom. El b'shirishtel bracha is only found in a person's house because of his wife. Shenemar la'avram hated b'avra. And Avram was treated well by power because of Sarah. B'hanu d'amar lahu rava l'vnei mechuza okiru l'nishaychu k'echi d'tisathru. That is that honor your wives in order that you will become rich. Everyone's looking for a school to become rich. I don't know why everybody want to die rich, but the point is, how do you do it? Oh, Q and Shaykhu Kavdum Shosechem, go and honor your wife, you be rich. Tinana Sam. We learned in a Mishnah Hassam over there. Mishnah Kelim Chatcho Chulio. So someone cut Chulio sections. So talking about Rashi, says Tanor Ha'osu Chulios Mitzarfo BeKivshan Keder Kli Cheres V'Achach Sirf Chulios V'Nasen Chol Bein Chuli L'Chuliyot. They make this type of oven with all these different sections and put sand in between each one. So Chatcho Chulios V'Nasen Chol Bein Chuli L'Chuliyot, and put sand between each one of them in order to cement the whole thing together. And then what happened was, then it started, it touched something which is Tamei, Rabbi Elazar Mitar. He says, "Star chametam." They got and they metameit. Rashi says that Rabbi Elazar is metayer. Why is he metayer? She'ein zeh kli cheres ele binyan ke'ein kli galalim v'kli adama she'ein mekabel toma. This is something that's not mekabel toma because it's like dirt. Rashi v'chamim metamim da'az li basay chulios. They go according by the pieces. No. Each section is already finished as opposed to the other ones. The Rabbi Eliezer Mitire, because he says that since the cement was never baked, the oven is considered Kli Adama, which is not able to be Mekabel Toma. Peep, turn the page. Cha Nun Tes Amud Beis. V'zehu Tana Shel Chnoi. And this is the Tainer of Achnoi, the oven of the coiled snake. Rashi says that Nachash Darko lasos bagula makes itself into a circle. Lachnas navo its pivot puts its tail by its mouth. Maya chnoi. What does that mean? It says achnoi, this coiled snake. I'm reviewed on Mishmol she kifu devarim ka achna zu v'timu. What does it mean? It means that they surround ideas, discussions like this, like the coiled snake, and then they make things makabel toma. Beleazar says that it's tar, but the chacham came and surrounded him in order to go and teach him a way that it's actually going to be makabel toma. Tana b'osayom heishi Rabbi Eliezer called tshuva sheba olam on that day. B'osayom on that day, Rabbi Eliezer put all the arguments in the world to defend him that he said that it's mekel. V'lo kibul emeda, but the chacham did not accept his arguments. Amalam is a very famous Gemara. So Amalam Eliezer said to him, "Imalacha kamos of lachas like me that this tanur is not mekabel toma. Charev zel yochech. Let this tree, this carob tree, prove it. Neger charev mekomo mei amos. So it uprooted itself and it went 100 amos. Vamalar ba mei osama. And some said it went 400 amos. Amalo. So the chum said back to him, 'Ainu v'yin raya min a charev. You can't bring a raya from a carob tree.' Chazavi Amalam. So then he says to them, 'Imalacha kamos of lachas like me.' Then, like Rabbi Eliezer, that it's not mekabel toma. Then amas amayim yochich, let this water can now prove it. Chazu amas amayim lecharem, so started going upstream. Armelo, he said to him, "Ein mivin raya meach may amas amayim came raya from it." Chazu amalem, so he said to him, "Emelach gemosi kol slay beis hamidrash yochichu v'lachas like me, let the walls of the beis hamidrash prove it." He took us to beis hamidrash lipol, so they started to go in to fall. They were leaning, and garbem Rabbi Yeshua, yelled at the walls to stop them. Armelam, and he said to them, "Emetam lichachamim." If you have these great Torah sages that are fighting with one another in halacha to figure out what's going on, what's your business to stick your head into this conversation? Lo naflum b'nei kavod l'shua b'Yeshua, so they didn't fall because of the covenant of Yeshua. V'lo zagvum b'nei kavod l'shua b'Eliezer, but they didn't straighten back up because of the covenant of Eliezer. V'dayin matin v'omdim, and still they're leaning. Let it come from the heavens. So a heavenly voice came out and said, Rabbi Elazar, I'm sorry, Yatsa Basko Va'amra, Ma Lachem Eitz Rabbi Elazar, said, "What do you have against Rabbi Elazar?" So the Lacha goes like him in every place. I'm Rabbi Yeshua, Ragel Va'amra. So he got up and he said, "Rabbi Yeshua, come to argue with Elazar. Lo Bashamayimi, it's not in the heavens." In other words, you don't bring a raya from what the Basko is coming out of and telling us over here. My lobish mayim. What does that mean? Amar Yirmiyahu shekvar nitna Torah from Har Sinai. The Torah was already given from Har Sinai for us to go and to figure out what's going on over here. In the Chachamim, we have the majority here, and we go by the majority. So nice try. He goes weiter and says, "Ein onu maskichim abasko." We don't even pay attention to the basko. Shekvar kosafta. Behar Sinai, but Torah you already wrote there. Achirem Latos, we go by the majority, and this is the majority here. So this is what we do. Story time. Ashkei Rabbi Nassim Leo, Rabbi Nassim found Leo, Anavi Leo, Atif Shmi. Amar Leo, Rabbi Nassim said, "My Ovid Kuchabrichu Bahishaita." What is the Kuch Baruch Hu doing right now? I'm sorry, but Kuchabrichu at that moment Bahishaita, when Rabbi Yeshua was knocking out what the Basko said. Amar Leo, so he said to him, Kachayich v'amar, Liao Anavi said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was laughing. He was smiling and he was saying, "Nitzchuni banai, nitzchuni banai. My children have beat me. My children have beat me." Interesting. Tosos right over here says that Kabbachayich v'amar nitzchuni banai. V'ahad amar b'risha v'odazar dav gimel beis. Miyom shakar beis. I mean, there's ain't schok of thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't laugh. He isn't, right? Hainu kavu. I mean, the set. V'hacha milsa debiduchusa ba'alma hudam. This is milsa debiduchusa. Therefore, he goes and he speaks up over there. Now, the whole issue that happened now because of this is that Eliezer said everything had touched that oven because the oven had become tamei, but according to Eliezer, it wasn't tamei because it can't become a tamei. According to Chama, it was, though. Rashi says, I did ma'isa she'ira nishla alacha zu bebeis ha-medrash shenafa tuma la'avir tanur zeh into the avir, into the airspace of this tanur. V'chazu v'aso al gabav tyros v'tirim, and they put tyros there, v'tirim v'Eliezer v'avim m'sar from l'mfadim, and now they came and they burnt them. Amro so ayom heviu kol tyros v'tirim, Rabbi Eliezer, the thing that brought the he was Matar, he was Arfamish, and he burnt them all. Vinimnu Allah Berchu, and they voted against him, and they put him into Chayrim. V'yom, when they said, Miyelech V'yodiyah, who's going to go and going to tell him that he's in Chayrim? Amar Lehem Rabbi Kivi said, Aniyelech, I'm going to go. Shama Yelech Adam Shena Hogim V'yodiyah, maybe there's going to be someone who's not fit to go, and they're going to be the one to go and tell him. V'nim Samachrev is called Olam Kula, and they're going to come to destroy the entire world. Got to make sure that someone, even though he's going to be in Chayrim, he's a very chashuv person, it's got to be done in a way where it's going to honor him, not dishonor him, that Hashem will come and destroy the world because of that. Ma'aser Akiva. So, what did Rabbi Akiva do? Love of Shcharim and Sat of Shcharim, he put on black. Rashi says, Inyan Sar Ve'evel, that he dressed himself in black and he put everything black on, like his mourning. V'yashil Fanav Yichikar Bamas, he stood in front of him, Dalad Amas. Some of them, Rabbi Eliezer, but as I said, Akiva Ma Yom Miyomayim, why is they different from other days? Ma Nishana Ha Yom Hazeh Mikal Hayamim, why is he staying far away? Amalai said to him, Rabbi, Kimedumani Kimedumeli She Charverim B'deilim Imcha. It seems to me that your chaverim, they are removed from you, that they're staying away from you. Afukara begada v'chalos min alav. So when he heard this, what did he do? He tore his clothing and he took off his shoes, rashes from menuda chai b'kriya. So do kriya if a person is in chayim. V'chalos min alav. So menuda asa menil sasan. The more he cut enough tesla from base, if you're in menuda, you have to take off your shoes. V'nishvav yosef agave karka. And he went off and he rashes min a kisev. And he slipped off the chair and he sat on the ground. Zolgu enav menad demos. And his eyes started flowing tears. Laka olam. At that world, at that time, the world got hit. Shlish b'zesim, shlish b'chidim, shlish b'sarim. A third of the world's olives, a third of its wheat, and a third of its barley got messed up. V'yishamim af batzek shibidei isha. Tafach, that even dough that was in a woman's hand, rashes a skalkel, it started to become, we got ruined. Ta'ana ach gadol ayavos hayom. Yeah, it was bad. What's ach gadol? It means maka gadola. There was a big maka, blow that happened that day. Shabbachom makom shanasim ba'ino for Bileaz and Nisaf. Anywhere, a place where Bileaz placed his eyes, it shot up in flames. It burned. V'afar ben Gamliel, above Esmina. And even Rabbi Gamliel was coming on a boat. Rashi says, Nasi haya v'apiv nasa. He was a Nasi. Amar Allah nachshol l'tabo. There was a strong wind that came and was going to drown him. Amar, he said, it must be because of Elazar ben Hurkanes. Remember, he was a Nasi, he's the one who made the Chirim. Amar, he said, you know, it's done before you. I didn't do this for my honor when I put him into Chirim. It's for your honor. Shouldn't be machloksim. And you saw, Rashi says, you shouldn't have the individual fighting against the majority. At that moment, the storm calmed down. Everything relaxed. Ima shalom debisu Rabbi the Rabbi Eliezer. Ima shalom, the wife, Rashi says Kachshma, that was her name, was the wife of Rabbi Eliezer. Achted Rabbi Gamliel Haisa Havai. She was the sister of Rabbi Gamliel. Mehu Maisa Ve'elech. From that time and on that he excommunicated Rabbi Eliezer, Lo Avishavka Leil Rabbi Eliezer LeMeipal Alape. She didn't let Rabbi Eliezer do Nefilas Apayim. That means to do Tachanun. How? Why? Because he's nervous that if he does such a thing, then her brother is going to get hurt. We say Tachanun. Ahu Yamar Yeshraich Yarchahava. One day she thought it was Rosh Chodesh, and there's no Tachanun anyway. But she didn't realize a Mali month and a Chaser month. Rashi says, she a Chodesh Chaser. They wouldn't fall on that day. But it was really a 30-day month. V'lo nikpah ad yom shloshim until the 30th day. V'echad 31. V'lo nisru bo b'yom lamed. V'enof alpanav. He ended up doing Tachron on that particular day. Ika da'ami. Some say that a poor person came and stood at the door, like while he was about to go and say Tachanun. Apika lay rifta, and she took bread to give him. Ashkachte denafal alpe. And afterwards, she found that Rebbe. So some say it was Rosh Chodesh, some say that someone came, a poor person came to the door. Whatever it was, she came back and she saw that he fell and he was doing tachan. Amalei, she said to him, "Kum katl lachai." She said, "Get up! You're killing my brother." Adachi nafak shipura mibeis Rebbe Gamliel the shachar. But in the meantime, it already came an announcement to that Rebbe Gamliel that Rebbe Gamliel was dead. Amar Lazar, Rebbe Lazar said, how did you know that he died? This is what I got from my grandfather, my father's father's house. From David HaMelech. All the gates are closed except for Shaar Ona. Rashi says, "Afisha tzara levi v'karv lo yidemos," because it causes pain and it causes a person to cry. Tanu Rabba, nanim anes ager over v'shlosha lavin. Someone who causes a ger pain by his words, he's over in three lavin v'alochso over b'shnayim. And someone who Rashi says pressures him, dochko, puts pressure on him, then you're over on two. Okay, now, Ma'ishna Ma'ana, what's the difference between Ma'ana, the Chsivi Shalosh Lavin says three Lavin, Vigir Lo Sonu, Vigir Goricha Ger Batschem Lo Sonu Oso, Velo Sonu Ishizamiso, Vigir Bechal Amiso, who is called Vigir, okay, period, that's where you know that's three by Ona. Vigir Bechal Amiso, what do you mean? Is a Ger part of your Am? Lochus, pardon. The ger bechlal misohu. You said there are three things by him, but he's part of the am. Loch so namin, also we're guessing, putting pressure on him. Shloshik sivir, there are three, assume red. Velo silchatsenu, don't oppress him. Veger lo silchats, and don't oppress him again. Velo siya lo kinoshen, you should not be to him like a creditor. Rashi says, lachatsu shadoko lakfo chova, to pay back money if he owes you something. Veger bechlalu, but the convert's included in this. I'm talking about any poor Jew, and is also including a ger. Ella, echazev, echazev, b'shlosha, both of them, a convert, and wronging a convert, and putting pressure on him, are going to be also with three Yisurim. Tanya will learn Tenebrai, Rabbi Lezer Gadol Omer. Rabbi Lezer Gadol says, M'pnei ma'is here, Torah, b'lamivav mekomos. Why is that the Torah warned us in 36 places? Vamalab and Memo of Makama, some say it's 46 places. But again, reference to a Gerv, the Natamas of Bnei Shesuru Ra. Because he's very fragile in his ways, you know, still stuck in his ways of the things we've made before. And if you're not nice to him, then it can cause this guy to go off quick. Quicker fall off because his desires that are built in over there. Now that he worked on it, unfortunately. My Dosev, what does it mean when it says in the Torah, Veger lo sonu velo sechasanu velo silchatsanu ki gerim yisem meres mitzrayim, that don't wrong a gerim, don't oppress him because you are a gerim there, saying, Tanina, we learned in a braisa. Hold on, we got to switch over here. Tanya Kanser Chlamer, Mishra Shatz. We learned in a braisa, Rebbe Yosan Amar, Mum Shebecha, Altum El Chavercha. That means that if you have a mum yourself, don't say it to your friend. Rashi says, "Kevan de gerim ayisim." You guys are gerims. Genayhu lachem lahaskir shem kerus. You're gonna go and diss something that you have your own problem with. V'hainu dami inches. What people say, "The zekif le zekifa b'diokske lo name ale lechavri zekif binisa." If there was someone hanged in somebody's family, then they shouldn't say to his friend, "Hang this fish." Rashi says, "Mi sheish lo tali b'mishachta lo yomer la'avdo leben beso." Because that's something which is like it's going to be very embarrassing to use this type of word when his family member went through using that particular thing. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.